The head of the Transportation Security Administration promised travelers today airport security lines will get shorter. The lines have been so long, 2 hours or more at some airports, that thousands of passengers have missed their flights. NPR's David Schaefer reports from Chicago, where the problem has been especially bad.
Traveling out of Chicago this week has been a slow-moving nightmare, with people waiting hours to get through security at both Midway and O'Hare airports. Today at O'Hare, Peter Neffinger, the administrator of the Transportation Security Administration, apologized.
Earlier this week, we had a breakdown here in Chicago, and that was unacceptable. The long lines and the wait times caused quite a few people to miss their flights. I am very sorry to those people that did that, and we are working hard to make sure that doesn't happen again.
After meeting with airline executives and elected officials, Neffinger was at a loss in explaining exactly what went wrong.
It was a big day for volume, but it was not an unpredicted big day for volume. People arrived early, as they've been recommended, and we, quite frankly, simply put, did not have enough checkpoint lanes open when they arrived.
In fact, airline officials and travelers say the TSA was actually closing lanes as the lines grew on Sunday because screeners reached the end of their day and overtime hadn't been approved. Neffinger says policies are being changed and more overtime authorized so that doesn't happen again. In addition, he is sending more bomb-sniffing dogs and dozens of additional security officers to Chicago. 100 part-time employees are being made full-time, and hundreds of new officers are being hired this summer here and at other busy hub airports all around the country. But overall, staffing levels are down 10% from 2013. While demand for airline travel is now reaching record highs. Meanwhile, security threats have the TSA on high alert.
I think we need to increase the staff size of TSA to meet all the demands of the growing travel population, as well as the potential changes that we might see as we learn more and more about what might have happened to the Egypt Air, as well as what we already know has happened to other aircraft.
So Neffinger still expects long lines at airports this summer, and that stark reality worries many of the nation's airlines ahead of the busy Memorial Day weekend and into the summer travel season.
Of the 25 busiest days of the year, 19 fall of them between June 1st and the end of August. So we know this is a really busy time.
Jane Medina is a spokeswoman for the industry group Airlines for America.
This is a very high priority for us in terms of how do we make this better? How do we make the travel experience better? How do we make sure people aren't missing their flights?
Some airlines are having their own workers take over non-security related functions for TSA agents in and around the security checkpoint areas. And airline passengers are preparing for the worst. 52-year-old Jack Weir of Wilmington, Delaware, says he now arrives 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 hours early. That extra time, he says, is money.
You have to plan accordingly, and you can spend less time making sales calls or visiting.
My flight's at 12:20, but I'm here, I don't know, what time is it? At 10, so.
Caitlin Delaney of Chicago left her home an hour before, and her flight to Nashville will take more than an hour, so she'll spend around 5 hours flying to a destination that's only 6 to 7 hours away by car.
I know. I know. It just doesn't make sense anymore at this point. We all should have just jumped in the car and gone, but.
But she bought her tickets months ago before knowing that security lines would be such a big hassle. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.